Hello and welcome to the Revelation Bible Study. This Revelation Bible Study was taught from June 2018 through February 2019 at Firm Foundation Christian Church in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Firm Foundation meets at 84 Cumberland Street in Woonsocket every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., every Friday evening at 7 p.m. My name is James Moriello. I'm the teacher of this study. By way of materials, I will be following the study that I had created and used as the outline, the Revelation Bible Study detailed outline. That outline can be found on our website, firmfoundationri.com. There is a page called the Revelation Bible Study page on the website, and this audio will follow that outline. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. Revelation is the prophetic unveiling of the last things, insofar as God has chosen to reveal them to us. Revelation is the last book in the New Testament, the 66th book in the Bible. After this, the canon of Scripture was closed. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19 read, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Now, Bible study, or Bible prophecy, can be divided into two categories: forthtelling and foretelling. Revelation is the only New Testament book devoted primarily to the second type of prophecy. Forthtelling is simply God said. Foretelling is God speaking of an event before it happens. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 4 can be seen as a fitting preface to the book of Revelation. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. "At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Now, many of those things which were sealed in Daniel's day have now been revealed in John's day through the revelation of Jesus Christ. A basic understanding of the whole of Old Testament prophecy is necessary to a proper understanding of the book of Revelation. The prophets with the most referenced material are Daniel and Isaiah. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27 is a good example of prophecy which is repeatedly referenced throughout the book of Revelation. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with the flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate. Even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. Now these 70 weeks refer to a period of 490 years, and we know in fact from history that 483 years had passed from the decree to build the wall to the cutting off of Messiah, that is, the year of his death. The 7 years that remain are the time of tribulation. And within that 7 years, Antichrist will have sway, and in the middle of that 7.5 year period, in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering in the temple. He will declare himself as God. He will defile the temple. But yet, at the end of 7 years, our Messiah, the Christ, Jesus, shall emerge victorious. Now, the New Testament also has many passages that relate to Revelation. Most notable among these is the Olivet Discourse preached by Jesus himself and recorded in Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21. We'll be referring to these passages and various other New Testament books and passages throughout our study. The Bible is unified from beginning to end as Revelation relates to Genesis. Genesis tells the story of paradise lost. Revelation tells the story of paradise restored. Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Because of the original sin, to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, we have some theological commentary with regard to the original sin. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned." Paradise is lost due to the original sin of man. But yet, God did something about it. We read in Revelation chapter 21, in verse 3 and 4, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 26 gives us a little more insight here. "The last enemy that will be destroyed is death." So in the beginning, the original sin of Adam and Eve set into motion human history as we've known it, but it also set into motion God's redemptive plan. And God's redemptive plan, in fact, begins in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. And I'll put enmity between you and the woman, this is the Lord speaking to Satan, and between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Satan will succeed in inspiring evil men to crucify the Lord of glory at the cross, but the victory in the end belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, the Bible is unified in its redemptive story. Revelation was written by John the Apostle from Patmos. Patmos is an island in the Aegean Sea between Greece and Asia Minor, that is Turkey, modern-day Turkey, where John was exiled. It was written around 95 AD as he was inspired by God the Holy Spirit on the Lord's Day. And we read in Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 21 reads as follows. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. These words did not originate with John, although John the Apostle, John the Revelator, if you will, indeed wrote them. But the words of God, the words in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, indeed the words of all 66 books of our Bible, were inspired by the God of heaven himself. In Acts chapter 20, in verse 7, we read this. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, the first day of the week became known as the Lord's Day. And so, we believe that John was inspired to write these things as he worshipped God and celebrated the resurrection of his Lord Jesus Christ. Could there be any more fitting day of the week for this to be written? Now, there are three main approaches to interpreting Revelation. The first is the historical method. The historical method sees the book as having already been fulfilled through historical events, either in John's day or at some other time. We reject this as arbitrary and without biblical backup. That is simply not the way that the book of Revelation presents. We read in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 19, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. So this certainly points beyond John's day. The second main approach to interpreting Revelation is the spiritual method, which understands the book as figurative and illustrative of spiritual truth. Again, we reject this as arbitrary and without biblical backup. As we will see as we go through this study, just about everything in the book of Revelation either correlates to something else in the book of Revelation which explains it, or we can go back to the Old Testament or the New Testament and find scriptures which give us insight as to the meaning of the text. And so we have the third approach to interpreting Revelation, which is the correct one. This is the futurist method, which understands the book as literal prophecy of events that will occur in the future, unless context demands otherwise. This is good hermeneutics, It is the way the Old Testament prophets have always been understood, and we will follow this method in our study.